Welcome to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. I'm Josh Ellidge, founder and CEO of UpMyInfluence.com. We turn entrepreneurs into media celebrities, grow their authority, and help them build partnerships with top influencers. We believe that every person has a unique message that can positively impact the world. Stick around to the end of the show, where I'll reveal how you can be our next guest on one of the fastest growing daily inspiration podcasts on the planet in 15 to 20 minutes. Let's go. And with us right now, we've got Ben Baker. Ben, you are the president and founder of Your Brand Marketing. You're found on the web at yourbrandmarketing.com. Thank you so much for joining us.
Hey, thanks for having me.
So Ben, from a very high level, please explain what yourbrandmarketing.com does.
Yeah, we are storytellers of the brand. We do two different things, and both of them have to do with storytelling. The first thing that we do is we do leadership development. So what we do is we help stop being managers and start being leaders of organizations. And we do that through allowing people to understand what does it take to engage, retain, and grow employees. The other part of our business is in the podcasting realm. Must be early in the morning here. What we do is we create white label podcasts for companies where we go out and we create, we host, and we produce and allow companies to be able to tell their message in an effective way and shine while having somebody else take care of the back end and actually be the person up behind the mic for them.
All right, good. So who would be kind of like your dream ideal client? And so when they come to you, they say, Ben, I've got a problem. And what do they usually say their problem is?
Yeah, let's go with the podcast host for hire, because we probably don't have enough time to talk about both. The podcast host for hire is companies that are sitting there going, we've always marketed this way. We've always communicated this way. And we realize it's not working anymore. They're looking for different ways to engage their customers in a more realistic, more authentic way. And they realize that podcasting works, but they haven't got a clue how to get started. So what we do is we help them create the whole creative process. We podcast it. We produce the whole material for them and allow them to be able to communicate with strategic partners, employees, vendors, customers in a way that they are going to be able to be successful.
Just from having a podcast, I mean, what
the podcast does for them is it gives them 30 pieces of content every single week that they can turn around and be able to use through their social media platform. So it's about continuing the conversation. So it's not just the podcast itself. It's the material that comes out of it that allows them to perpetuate, because not only can they use that in their social media platforms, but their employees could use it. Their customers can use it. Everybody has a better idea. And not only does that, it also provides opportunities for internal training as well as marketing on the external side.
Okay. Wow. So yeah. So let's say that I connect with a guest, and rather than just having a one-time 30-minute wham bam, thank you, man. You know, just kind of continuing on. I've been on shows who are really good at that, and they're repurposing. But you know, again, If you are, like, for example, with a Thoughtful Entrepreneur, right? So, you know, we've got a daily show. We are a content. And you and I were talking, like, it's like we have so much content. It's like even going to be more than once per day. But, you know, we know that, you know, if we're producing this content, it would be a doggone shame if all we did is say, well, that one's in the can. And then, you know, it just goes out in the podcast directories. Like, you're only, I would say, like, one for us, the actual podcast is probably less than 1/10 of the total audience reach, easily.
Absolutely.
Yeah. Simply because, you know, we have a decent social media audience. So, and I tell, like, with our guests, it's like, look, we're going to do this in video. We're going to take video snippets. We're going to share that on social media. We're going to find these little mic drop moments. We're going to take the full video. We're going to put it on YouTube. We're going to promote that. We're going to, you know, add some production to that. It's, why not?
Yeah.
Well, if you're going to do the work, and the work being the production of the show, you may as well get maximum value. So again, think of this to any podcaster that's listening right now. If all you are doing is the podcast. I said 1/10, but it sounds like you may actually have some better numbers on that.
Oh yeah, it's insignificant. I mean, the audience that listens to it live, or the one and done audience,
yeah,
is, you know, they're going to listen to it in their car and they're going to forget about it. However, if they're constantly being reminded, it's like marketing itself. You need to get in front of somebody 7 times before they're going to start paying attention.
Right.
So the more you can take that content and the more you can distribute it and the more you can break it down into bite-sized pieces that maybe some people will look at it on Instagram, some people will look at it on LinkedIn, some people on Twitter, some people on Facebook, some people on TikTok for God knows where, you're going to be able to grow your audience. And what it's going to do is it's going to push everybody back to your website because that's where the central repository is. And if you can sit there and say, oh, that was kind of cool. What else do they have? Boom, off they come to your website and be able to look at not only the one podcast, but the compilation of podcasts, because it's the whole catalog that makes it valuable. It's sitting there going, we get this company, we get who they are based on the catalog of information of the entire marketing scheme, not just one kick at the can. So that's what the whole thing is about, is to be able to do that ongoing, consistent content marketing that tells the story of the brand in different ways to different people, so it resonates across various different audiences.
Wow. Wow. You know, I'm thinking about, you know, the different ways that we can, if you're producing all this content on a regular basis, and you said something that just kind of like, ugh, duh, you know, one thing that I, you know, we do some repurposing for sure. I think that there's much better opportunities for us to really dig in and say, wait a minute, I don't think we've even begun to scratch the surface on all the different ways that we can use this content. Before I get into my second point, could you share maybe some best practices on, you know, ways that you can use podcasts in, if you record a podcast, what are some ways that you would recommend podcasters or companies that are using podcasting to better get that content and repurpose it in many ways?
Yeah, I mean, the one thing is, and once you've cut it up, and we'll talk about cutting it up and how to cut it up, but is to make sure that as a company, you have it on your intranet and you enable your people to share it. Say you have 500 employees, 1,000 employees, 10 employees. Each one of those people have 250, 500, 1,000, 5,000, 10,000 people that they're connected to on social media. If you enable your people to share the content on a regular basis, you're seeing audiences that your corporate social media platform will never see. And it allows them to be able to sit there and say, hey, look, this is what I do at work. And it gives them a sense of pride. It gives them a sense of purpose. And it also gives branded material that is on point and on message that you're not afraid for your people to be sharing out there. So there's it's empowering your people. But the trick is, and Gary Vaynerchuk did a really interesting thing. And I love Gary. You know, sometimes he drives me crazy, but on his birthday last year, he created a 164-page deck, and you can find it on the internet. And what it does is it shows exactly how to take one piece of content and how to break it up into 100 different pieces of content. And that's what it is. And, you know, I love Gary because he's a $400, $500 million company, whatever he is. He's got hundreds of people. Yeah, he's got the bandwidth to sit there and say, okay, you 30 people are in charge of taking this one piece of content and breaking it up. The average company can't do that. The average company doesn't have that. But if you could create 15 or 20 pieces, small little video snippets, audiograms, you know, take the text, you know, the best thing to do is to take the text from the podcast, turn it out and sit there and say, wait a second, are there tweets that can come out of this? Is there small little snippets of information that are under 288 characters that you can, you know, you can put onto an image and send out on Instagram or on Facebook or whatever. There's lots of different ways of doing it. It's utilizing the text and images and the audio and the video in small little cut up pieces to be able to, you know, tell the story in different ways, because some people like audio, some people like video, some people like, you know, reading material. I even have people that create short articles out of and create posts out of it. So all of a sudden they become blog posts as well, because you have certain parts of your audience that that they still like blog posts, and you can take it and you can put it within your weekly or monthly newsletter. You know, there's so many different ways that you can take this content and repurpose it in simple ways to be able to tell your story.
Yeah. So the thing that you had mentioned, he's got it in a PDF with all the slides. Yeah. It's titled How to Create 64 Pieces of Content in a Day.
Yeah.
And you'll see you're right. It's got over 200 slides in the presentation. Wow. Yep. This is so really great.
He went crazy. And yeah. I think there's even another one that he did this year in late 2019 or early 2020.
Uh-huh.
That was 100 pieces of content.
Oh,
so, you know, wow. So I think he went up that one. So
yeah,
but it's amazing what he was able to do. And it's a step-by-step process of how to do it. Now it takes time. Mm-hmm. It takes a little bit of expertise. You know, some people are going to do it better than others, but the trick is to sit there and just do it. And you may not do everything. You may just do certain things. You may just, you know, bring it down to a point that's manageable for you and your company.
Mm-hmm.
But those things are available. You can even job it out to somewhere like Fiverr or, you know, or Upwork or something like that. There's lots of services out there where you could just say, look, take this and make social media content out of this.
Yeah.
And be able to hire somebody that's really what their jam is and what they love doing, and be able to put that out there. You don't have to do it internally.
Yeah, I love that. Ben, I am so committed to this. Thank you. I'm so glad we've had this conversation. It's been on our list, right? And like I said, I'd give us a solid C.
Hey, at least you're a C, you know, you're middle of the pack.
Yeah.
And there's room for improvement. Okay. It's a beautiful thing.
Maybe I'll give us a B minus. I'll give us a B minus.
Okay, there you go. You're above average. I like
that. Yes, I'd much rather be a minus. So
exactly.
At this. So the next thing I wanted to share that I was just, you know, as you were talking, kind of thinking of is not only just repurposing each episode as they come out, but then curation. So if you start doing a lot of these, you know, I already mentioned, you know, I'm in Slack and if you heard me typing in the background, like I love doing that. Like when I'm talking with guests,
Totally. You know, while the guest talks, you sit there and go, okay, what can I find?
That's right. I got great ideas. So I messaged in our blog channel in Slack, so we need to start coming up with clever ways to curate our podcast content, like top 10 episodes about sales, leadership, et cetera. So it's the curation then.
Yeah.
Once you start building this library, like we're getting on, as of when this publishes, we're getting on 500 episodes recorded. That is gold. Now, you walk into the Library of Congress, and if you don't have a great way where that's indexed other than it's just indexed by number, and you don't have a way of searching that or like, it's like, what a mess. So you're going to look at that gigantic pile of content. You're like, how do I decide what to listen to? And to your point, you had mentioned this. You may have produced something a year ago. Why would you just put that out in the graveyard and without getting more and more value? Because right now there are people that are searching for the content that we covered in that episode a year ago, but if we're not bringing that front and center from time to time or highlighting our best content, again, I think that we missed the boat.
Well, not only that, but also making sure that you have the meta tags in there. Because if you have the meta tags in there, like I interviewed Seth Godin 3.5 years ago. Now, if you didn't know that I had, you'd never find, unless you scroll down 180 episodes, you'd never find it. But it's a matter of, unless I bring it up to the top, and you're right, it's top 10 lists, it's you know, most influential people, creating a whole bunch of meta tags that allow people to do it. And they say, you know, so what I have is like we have different tags that we use on different posts so make sure that they are searchable. And that's the key thing is making sure that it's searchable. That's why we put our entire transcript in every post. We don't do it because everybody's going to read it. We do it because Google crawls it.
Sure.
And when Google's crawling your, you know, that text, all of a sudden your website goes up and up and up and up and up.
Yeah.
And more people see it. And therefore, you know what? So does the viewership of your website and your blog and everything.
Yeah. Beyond that, you know, so we've been doing transcripts for quite a while. It's not really, transcripts aren't very user friendly. And so
we edit ours.
Yeah, you're right. Right. So, so right now, like our big undertaking, and sadly we just didn't allocate the resources early on, toward this, but you know, what is the most valuable way I can deliver a written version of this conversation? So making sure you've got bullet points and lists and headers and, you know, imagery and that sort of thing to make it really easy for the consumer to look at that and go, okay, I'll start reading this. Okay, I'll read it for 5 seconds more. Okay. So we're always earning attention, you know, 5 seconds at a time. And, you know, again, today's reader, if they go to your webpage and it's just a sea of gray, good luck.
Oh, absolutely.
You can test this.
Exactly. I mean, when we create the transcripts of the page, we intermit them with images. We intermit them with tweetable quotes. We put everything in there to make sure that it's engaging and interactive, because you want people to keep scrolling. The more you can keep them scrolling, the more interesting it is. And the other thing is, and here's a repurpose, we did a mini podcast during COVID that ended up being 12 episodes on creating the new normal. It was all about leadership in a post-pandemic world.
Yeah.
We took that, we transcribed it, and created a book out of it. So my co-producer and on that podcast, we wrote a book, and all of a sudden I have yet another book up on Amazon that is based on that book. And I'm putting a compilation book together right now on the top 25 episodes. And though that's also going to be a book that I'm going to be putting up on Amazon probably sometime in the next 6 months to a year.
Yeah.
So there's so many different ways to take that information and repurpose it so it's valuable.
Yeah.
It's just a matter of how creative can you be, or how creative can somebody who you hire can be, because you as a host are maybe really good at what we do and be able to talk to people, be able to have this engaging conversation. But we may not be good at all of the little things that need to happen. So the trick is to find the people that's their passion. That's what they're good at. That's the thing that they love to do, and let them do what they do best.
Right. Right. This is great. Okay. So Ben, your website, again, is yourbrandmarketing.com. What does engagement look like? I mean, what I don't know if you want to share this, but what does it cost to work with you? I mean, just, or generally, like, who would be a good fit for you?
Yeah, I won't get into price tags, because it's how long
that
is
can
a ball
change
string.
Too. So, that can I'm change. Sorry? Of course, you'll get the thoughtful entrepreneur bump. So, I would encourage you to double your prices.
Yeah, exactly. You know, it's like being on Shark Tank. You know, all of a sudden, the phone is going to start ringing. Exactly. Yes? No. You know, our attitude is how long is a ball of string? Every engagement is different. Every engagement is that it's a matter of sitting there. The first thing we do is we find out about our customer. Who are you? What are your goals? What do you value? What are your objectives? And what's your vision for your company going forward? And that's where we start the conversation. It's all about you. It's about your brand. It's about your message. It's about your vision of success. Mm-hmm. And the podcasting company, we work mostly with B2B companies. We work with companies that are 7 years and above, and usually companies that started about $25 million. Usually we're working with companies that are going through some type of flux. You know, COVID is a perfect example. Everybody's going through flux, but it's people that are either going through mergers, acquisitions, they've gone through brand changes. They're having, you know, large amounts of growth, they're having shrinkage, they're losing a bunch of employees. There's lots of things that are doing it, but it's usually companies that are going through some type of flux in their life and they don't know why. And they're looking for somebody who can help them walk their way through it. Hmm. So we start from a very consultative approach.
Yeah.
You know, and then we go from there. There is no box. You know, there is no, you know, $29.95 package, you know, buy this and you get A, B, C, D, and E.
Yeah.
You know, but what we do is we try to create something that's going to make you shine and help you succeed on your terms.
Yeah. All right. I love it. Again, Ben Baker, you're the president and founder of Your Brand Marketing, found on the web at yourbrandmarketing.com. Ben, great conversation. I love episodes where I set lots of action items. If I'm just speaking, and hopefully our listeners are doing likewise, but, and then, again, I appreciate you sharing a bit about your company, yourbrandmarketing.com. Ben, thank you so much for this conversation.
Josh, love being on the show with you. Thanks for having me.
Thanks for listening to the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Show. If you are a thoughtful business owner or professional who would like to be on this daily program, please visit upmyinfluence.com/guest. Now, if you've got something out of this interview, would you share this episode on social media? Just do a quick screenshot with your phone and text it to a friend or post it on the socials. Now, if you do that, tag us with the hashtag upmyinfluence. Each month, we scour Twitter, LinkedIn, Facebook, and Instagram. We pick one winner from each platform, and you get crowned king or queen of that social media. Now, what do you win? Well, we're going to promote you and your business to over 120,000 social media fans totally free. Now, can you also hook us up? Now, in your podcast player right now, please give us a thumbs up or a rating and review. We promise to read it all and take action. We believe that every person has a message that can positively impact the world. Your feedback helps us fulfill that mission. And while you're at it, hit that subscribe button. You know why? Tomorrow, that's right, 7 days a week, you are going to be inspired and motivated to succeed. 15 minutes a day. Now, my name's Josh Elledge. Let's connect on the socials. You'll find all the stuff we're doing at upmyinfluence.com. Now, thanks for listening, and thank you for being a part of the Thoughtful Entrepreneur Movement.